Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. We have reached the end of the week, but it doesn't mean we've reached the end of the good. The good of the day, my friend.
You know what? I neglected to bring this up earlier in the week. I do apologize. At least I don't remember bringing this up earlier in the week. If I did, you know, it's still good. I would still want to talk about it. Did you know it snowed chocolate in Switzerland?
It snowed chocolate in Switzerland.
Chocolate in Switzerland.
That sounds like heaven to me.
Doesn't it? So apparently there was a slight malfunction with the ventilation system at the Lindt. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Lindt chocolate.
Lindt chocolates, we always see that. Yeah. In one of the factories in Olten, Switzerland, there was a malfunction where it was kind of, I guess, the cooling ventilation was sucking up the chocolate dust, if you will. And then there was a gust of wind that was just kind of blowing it over the small town of Olten and just leaving this fine layer of chocolate dust.
How cool is that? Now, was that edible or was it the yucky pre-processed chocolate that you don't want to come near?
I have no idea.
Do you want to stick out your tongue and catch little chocolate flakes from
the sky? I think I would have tried that anyways. You know, why not, right?
Don't eat the yellow chocolate, that kind of thing?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it doesn't look pretty.
I'm sure it does.
You know, when it covers the car, it kind of looks, you know, the car looks dirty. But you just imagine walking around. Not so much the, you know, hey, stick your tongue out. Let's see if you can get some chocolate. The smell had been incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's the processed chocolate.
It probably smells great anyways if this town is downwind of this factory anyways.
Roasted cocoa beans, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't. I'm not sure. It's the crushed cocoa beans that are then made into chocolate.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I've been on the Chocolate World ride in Hershey, Pennsylvania. They have a whole animatronic ride that shows you how they make the process.
Yeah, I don't know if it was. I don't think it was the processed chocolate dusting, but it was the in between stage. So I don't think it's the nut.
It sounds like a room in like the Willy Wonka factory.
Yes.
Right? Where, like, Willy Wonka's showing the kids, he's like, and in this room, we make it snow chocolate. It's a different way of processing our delicious blend of Wonka bars. And the kids, and then one of the kids will be like, well, I'm going to go skiing down it. And he turns into a ball and he leaves the group, right? Something like that, something crazy like that. But yeah, it's snowing chocolate. How great.
Snowing chocolate.
In Switzerland, right? The combination of those two has got to have been pretty awesome. Like, Switzerland's a beautiful country.
Oh, I mean,
and then you get they
have those
beautiful.
They had those picturesque villages.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing. I'm just picturing this picturesque village that, you know, is usually covered in snow, but right now everything's green and clean, and then there's just this fine mist of chocolate raining down on you.
I had a friend of mine who works in radio, but he does voice tracking for a couple of stations, so he does it remotely. So he's single, young, makes pretty good money voice tracking. So he said, I'm going to travel the world. I'm going to bring my equipment with me, and I'm going to travel the world, and I'm, you know, just going to visit all these countries that I've never seen before. He's hopping, like, cheap flights and cheap trains. So I remember chatting with him on Facebook, and I said, well, like, if all the countries that you've been to, which is the one that I should go to? And he said, Switzerland. And I said, really? It's gorgeous. He said, it's gorgeous. Now, he mentioned a couple of others, but Switzerland was top on his list. So you add that with it's got to be heaven on earth.
It had to have been
awesome. It had to be great.
I mean, you know, as one person on Twitter wrote, it said, it finally happened, guys. 2020 screwed up just enough that it finally did something right.
Yeah, yeah.
So these people, cool. I mean, can you imagine you stepping outside and you're just like, you know, oh, what's that smell? It smells good out there.
Awesome.
And then it's just raining chocolate. I mean, maybe it was a pain to clean up. I don't know. Was it too sticky? Did it melt?
Still. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. Florida.
Again?
Yeah.
We do a lot of this with Florida.
Florida likes to rear its ugly head and say, you know what, hold my beer type of things. Florida always tries to be at the forefront of everything. But Florida has plans to release 750 million genetically engineered mosquitoes in an effort to decimate the mosquito population. Basically, they're they're releasing male mosquitoes. They've all been genetically modified, genetically engineered. They're all males. Okay, just follow me for a second here. And I guess when they mate with the females, the females won't be able to produce, because the females are the only ones that bite you anyways. They're not going to be able to reproduce, or it kills them.
Oh, okay. Now, hold on one second. Let me make something clear. Google or Bill Gates or some billionaire was trying to come up with a plan to exterminate mosquitoes. Like, well, what's the word when you extinct, you make something extinct? They're trying to eliminate mosquitoes forever. And they had this way of doing it. And they want, obviously, in Africa, like malaria and all these diseases that these mosquitoes carry. But I remember thinking at the time, is while that would sound awesome, isn't there like a food chain thing that you're messing with that you kind of don't want to mess with?
I don't know if mosquitoes are in the food. I guess that maybe – who eats mosquitoes? Bats, right?
I don't know.
And like, we've had really bad luck with bats this year, so they're off the radar. Who cares?
I'm not going to pretend, though, that I understand the whole – nature dynamic. I mean, if a nature scientist said, "Oh, it's not just bats. Here's 55 other creatures on the mosquito food supply."
It could decimate the guppy population or the minnow population, because I know they eat the mosquito larvae.
Chain, yeah. Because one link in the chain gets disrupted.
But here's the other thing, Tony. What do we know about genetically modifying anything?
They're gonna get intelligence, and then they're gonna kill us all.
Well, not only that, but you also have this.
If there's one thing the history of evolution has taught us, it's that life will not be contained. Life breaks free, it expands to new territories, and it crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously, but life finds a way.
See, the women mosquitoes are going to realize what's happening, and then they're going to say, well, enough of this, and then they're going to fight back, and then when they fight back, the mosquito war will happen, and we're just going to be casualties of it.
You're willingly releasing 750 million mosquitoes, and you're doing it, the primary location they're doing this is in the Florida Keys.
Oh, see, I...
Because that's where they have really bad mosquitoes.
I don't want to mess with that.
Yeah, but I mean...
That doesn't sound like it's healthy.
How do we know that after a while the male mosquitoes are going to be like, why should the women mosquitoes have all the fun in biting people? Why can't we do it?
Then when we do it, we'll do it rougher and more awful.
Yeah. You know, we're not just going to, you know, poke your arm and you just itch uncontrollably. No, we'll do like a scissor action, a saw action, you know, maybe zigzag down so everyone has Harry Potter scars.
When I was little, there was nothing more frightening to me as a kid, like a little kid, than hearing...
Yeah. What happened to that?
And then you would lay there and you go, it's going to land. It's going to stop. And then it would go, then you knew, and it was like, where's the bite? It's coming.
But what happened to that? I never hear that anymore.
No, I don't hear it at all. I haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah. Did they become like stealth?
Yeah. I remember that happened constantly. When
all
I was
the
a kid.
Time.
All the time when I was a kid. All the time.
I mean,
but now I never
even
hear
if I'm outside, you know, I'm watching my son play baseball, I don't ever hear them.
Yeah.
Ever. I think they've gone stealth. I think evolution is happening. Like, guys, we were getting smacked all the time because we were making too much noise. We got to quiet our wings down.
I can remember playing golf as a kid and running off the green and seeing a cloud, a dark cloud of mosquitoes where I just was. And then it would just continue to follow me. But now that doesn't seem to happen as much.
Doesn't
Maybe
happen
we've
at
gotten
all.
Better pest control.
It's gone.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is probably, I don't know if this was a troll job. If it is a troll job, it'll backfire somehow, or it could end up being the greatest one ever. I'm really not. I don't know what to think of this. This is basically why it's dumb. Former Ohio State assistant coach Zach Smith. You remember him?
I remember Zach Smith a lot.
You remember all the trouble he caused at Ohio
Urban
State?
Meyer keeping him around.
Yep. And Urban, and basically getting Urban Meyer fired.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or that, you know, forcing him to resign.
Forcing him to resign, yeah.
Well, the good part is Zach Smith had a baby boy. And, you know, I'm going to give him this. It was on my birthday. So happy birthday, baby boy. Zach Smith.
Baby boy Smith.
Would you venture to guess the name of Zach Smith's baby boy?
Buckeye Urban.
Urban Meyer Smith.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. This is where maybe it's I'm dumb. You sound like you're in the same ballpark as me. I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't get it. It's like when Harry Potter named his kid like Severus Albus Potter. Yeah. Like, it's just like too much. It's like too much. Like, the kid, it's the kid's name. Like, honor, like, give the kid a name, not because, I'm sorry. Like, if you want to name your kid after somebody in your family, that's fine. You want to, that's fine.
No, that's normal.
But when you're like, hey, man, who's my buddy? And I'm going to name you after my buddy. It's like, the kid is like, wait, what if I don't like the name? What if your buddy, I don't want to be named Urban Meyer Smith.
Doesn't it have like a Rumpelstiltskin feel to it?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you covered me a lot. Part of the settlement that I have is I will name my firstborn after you.
Right, exactly. Very good. Very good with the Rumpelstiltskin. Exactly. It's very similar. It's weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's too much of a devotion.
Hey, some people, you want to name your kid Urban, fine. But you could have been like Urban Josiah Smith. I don't know. Yeah. A middle name. And maybe it could have been Urban Zach Smith. Give him your middle name. Urban Zachary Smith. But to go full on Urban Meyer Smith seems...
That's weird. You want to go... Yeah, you're right. You want to do the first name. That's fine.
It almost seems stalkerish.
Yeah, very much so. My daughter's named Amberly, and I named her after a bartender I used to work at when I was in college.
Yeah, you got a great wife on your hand, by the way.
But she, Moan, I told my wife about the name. My wife loved it. And because we thought... We said, look, if she is born with red hair, it just seemed to fit. But we weren't dedicated to this. Like she was just a friend of mine who was like, name was really cool. Like, my wife was like, I like that name too. So we roll with it. But I wasn't like, I'm honoring my friend. I was just like, it was a cool name. It was like,
right.
It was unique. It sounded cool. It was spelled nice. It was like, had an L-Y instead of an L-E-E. I was like, it's kind of cool. But yeah, if I went to her and said, I worked with this bartender, can I? She'd be like, no, we're not doing this. No. Yeah. We're not.
I dated this bartender for a while, but I've always loved her name.
Her name was so cool. I want to name my daughter. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, this guy, I don't know.
Urban Meyer Smith.
Urban Meyer Smith.
Yikes. Do you think Urban Meyer's freaked out a little bit about that?
Oh, he's got it. Well, I don't know. No. He probably has his own issues with the that last video he had.
Right, true.
That little Zoom call he had. That was a little unsettling,
still,
unnerving.
If Zach Smith calls him up and goes, hey, I named my kid Urban Meyer Smith, he's like, oh, really?
Yeah. We're still good, right? We're buddies.
We're still pals. Look what I did. Like, okay, wait. Yeah.
When you get your next coaching job, you'll hire me, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. My kid's named after you.
All right, Will Gray is going to join us on the Golf Channel coming up in 15 minutes. We'll talk about that as we continue along. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. That is the good and the good, the bad and the dumb. It's brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. I take it. It's fantastic. Good 5-star review from me. The secret to keto energy shots, the patented all natural ingredients, DBHB. Powerful ingredient, revving up your metabolism, turning your body into a fat burning machine. Only minutes. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Ketones, keto energy shots. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on Wake Up Call.